You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Hey, listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss, whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience, Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Does this sound like you? Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Cluttered kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and crafts, and everyday storage. And a good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid container is available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Ross Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Oh, yeah. Welcome. Welcome to the, what can I say? The Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's what I can say. That's right. They say we're the bridge between the sighted folks and the blind folks around the country. We got a great show for you tonight. Before we get started, let me introduce you to the players tonight. And by the way, if you want to call in, phone number is 407-894-1680.
I feel good.
Oh, yeah, we feel good tonight.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. To my right, sitting next to me, we have my beautiful wife, co-host, Lynn Golder. Are you there?
I certainly am. It's another week gone by. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the November 18th, 2018 edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And to my left, oh, here's a new name. A new name.
A new name.
On the show.
Oh, it's a
That's
new
right.
old name.
Well, he was with us many years ago on another
right.
show.
That's
First
right.
First time on Blind
it's
and Beyond.
Old friend.
The man's name. You waiting? Are you really want to know? That's right. His name is Dan Spoon. Dan, you there?
Hello, Michael. Hello, Lynn. Thank you for inviting me.
In case you don't know who he is, Dan Spoon, he's the main man. He's the executive vice president. That's right. First vice president of the American Council for the Blind. Did
That's
I say
right.
that right, Dan? I hope I did.
American Council of the Blind.
That's what I said. American Council of the Blind. What did I say?
Four?
Oh, the four
That's
blind?
Right, Michael.
Okay.
We've been doing that all
We get excited about that of versus the
Everybody
four.
Is okay. of and for. You have to get it right, yeah.
Nothing for us without us is what we like.
Okay. Right. And behind the scenes, we have the main man behind the scenes. Without him, there's no show.
He's on the
Chris
phone.
Shaw.
Hey, Chris.
Chris Shaw. He's busy right now. And sitting next to Chris Shaw, the young lady who's taking down all your names when you call in and hopes she gets it right and tells you about all the shirt sizes when you call in and wants your prizes is her name. Listen to the name. Ready for this? Her name is Charlotte. That's right. Charlotte. I call her Charlotte. Her name is Charlotte Matthew. That's right. Charlotte, say hello, folks. Can you say hello, Charlotte?
She hears us. Charlotte, say hello. I'm here. Oh, there
You're
she
here.
Is.
Okay. okay. And don't forget, we still got 25, I think 24, 25 shirts to give away for Christmas. So don't forget, all you have to do is call in.
First 25,
First,
that's
got
it.
25 left. We already gave away 25, so we had 25 left to go. So if you call in tonight's show, we send you out a very nice T-shirt. It's a beautiful T-shirt that says Blind and Beyond. That's all it says, Blind and Beyond, but it's a nice T-shirt. It's for the men. You just have to tell your sizes. Or if it's a woman, you have to tell your size because the women get V-necks, the men's get crewnecks. It's a 50-50. The color is black. It's a beautiful shirt.
Okay, I'm back. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I had a we had a phone caller to call in. First time caller from Palm Beach, Florida. We're getting some information from him, and I'll let you know exactly who she is.
Okay.
The minute she come my way. But how are you doing? Did I say hi?
No, you
no,
didn't.
No, you didn't
you
say
busy.
Hi.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's been hectic.
I know.
It has been hectic.
Hello, Chris.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida. And speaking of Lighthouse, Lighthouse has asked us to remind everybody, it's a little early, but we'd like you to get started thinking about it, that the 30th annual Sight and Soul Walk Fest is right around the corner on March 2nd at Cranes Roost Park. And they'd like you to join them in raising funds and bring community awareness to the issues facing Central Florida's community of blind and visually impaired. So get your walk team registered now and visit lighthousecentralflorida.org for the sight and soul information. Do we have time to talk about what Dan just went through? It's really bothering me.
Okay, well, one second.
Yeah, I would like to talk about that.
Yeah, I also have
well,
to
talk about it later.
Hi, Dan. How you doing, Dan?
Yeah. I'm doing good, Chris.
We'll okay, do one second. I want to come back to Dan in a second. I want to talk about the Braille Club there in Palm Beach County. December 1st, they're having something going on there. You should check it out.
That's right.
The Braille Club. And we're going to have ice cream. That's right. Blind and Beyond ice cream truck will be delivering ice cream truck will be delivering free ice cream for people coming to the Braille Club. That's December the 1st at the Braille Club. That's right.
Ice cream, you scream.
That's
we all
right. Check it out.
Ice cream. Remember that?
Okay, thing? Now I want to go back to what we just started, what my wife just said.
Yeah.
Listen to this, folks.
We have 4 minutes just to give you
all
an
right.
idea.
So we had a situation happen. Would you tell the situation just happened?
Oh, my gosh.
Brought you here?
Oh, okay. Well, we could do it after. I'd like
talk
to spend
to
a long time
first.
On it. Yeah. I want to spend the whole thing.
Okay, so who's
that.
On the line right now?
Let's go all the way down south.
Good, good,
to
good.
One of our good friends, our good counties down in that area, Palm Beach, Florida. And this young lady goes by the name of Miss Patricia. Okay.
Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
First time caller.
Good.
We hope you voted early and often down in Palm Beach.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi, this is my first time calling in.
Okay.
My first time ever experiencing this.
Are you visually impaired?
Yes.
You are? How'd you hear
yes,
about the show?
Through my friends.
Your friends? Good.
That's
good.
Very
hope you
nice.
Like the show. Keep on listening.
Yeah, my visually impaired, visually challenged and blind friends.
Okay. Well, first of all, you just won yourself a beautiful Blind and Beyond bracelet. Okay,
cool.
That's free. And also, would you like, since you called in, would you like a beautiful T-shirt free of charge?
Sure.
Okay, that's a Christmas present from Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're giving out a Christmas present. So,
I appreciate that.
Okay, well, you have to tell Miss Charlotte, I call her Charlotte, your size and everything so we can send you a women's V-neck shirt. You did? Great, great.
Patricia, how are you doing on your blindness journey? This is Dan.
How am I doing?
Yeah, how are you doing? How's life treating you?
Listen, what I have to say is that I am unstoppable. I don't let anything hold me back.
Fabulous. Hello. Do you have a? Are you getting a chance to work right now, or are you? How
no,
are you interacting
right now?
And are you having a chance to get out in your community and do things and? Visit
oh,
restaurants
yes.
and clubs
oh, yes.
and things. What's your favorite club
oh,
that you
yes.
go to down there?
Favorite what?
What do you have a favorite club or organization you're involved with down there?
I am involved with the Florida Council of the Blind, and
yay.
I'm involved with the National Federation.
Very nice.
All right. Very good.
Very nice.
That's wonderful.
Well, thank you for calling.
I also want to tell you that I am a member of the Braille Club in Palm Beach County at 4801 South 60 Highway.
You're a very busy
so
woman.
So go down on December 1st and you'll be getting ice cream from Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
All well, right. Thank you for calling, Patricia.
Thanks for calling,
wait a minute.
Patricia.
Yeah. What did you say?
I said
about ice cream.
We're giving you ice cream on December 1st to the Braille Club. You can get free ice cream. Go down there and December 1st, they're having a little thing going on December the 1st. At the Braille Club.
Oh, wait a minute. That's the wellness fair.
Yes. And we're
I'll be there.
Will you be there? Okay, you'll be getting free ice cream then.
Larry will give you a ticket.
From the Blind and Beyond Radio
yes.
Show, we'll give you free ice cream. That's right.
Just to give Charlotte her name and address.
Yes, I've known Larry for a few years. I've known him for a few years.
Wonderful.
Okay.
So keep on listening.
Better get down there early.
Hope you like the show. Call if you know any of the trivia, call in.
Okay, great.
Okay,
at this number?
Yeah, that's right. It.
Don't hang up now. Charlotte needs your address. Thank you for
Thanks
calling,
for calling
Patricia.
In.
We're
going to
go to
listening.
Break now.
We're going to break.
Thank you.
Keep on listening. We're going to break.
Nice
stay
to
tuned for
you,
Blind and Beyond.
All right.
You hold on. Give Charlotte your name and address. Chris, we're going to break.
I don't hear the castanets.
He's doing it now. He was on the phone. There
you
go.
Get the castanets.
Oh,
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss. Serving Orange, Sentinel, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Sprint accessibility logo on a white background. Kelly Egan, Sprint Vision Customer Relations.
Hi, I'm Kelly Egan with Sprint Vision, and this is my guide dog, Hope. We're here to share another story about Sprint's commitment to providing solutions so that everyone can stay in touch.
Woman uses a large visual display at her desk. Irenisa Almo.
I am a customer relationship supervisor, and I always want to provide the best customer service to my customers, making sure that they are happy and that they will come back to us.
Irenisa receives a text on her smartphone, then meets a friend for lunch.
Sprint Vision feels the same way. Customer care is our priority. We know how important a smartphone can be in creating independence and feeling safe. We're committed to the best customer care for our customers who are blind or have vision loss.
Sprint is definitely delivering the best customer service out there. They are actually taking their time to speak to people with vision loss, and they are really understanding a public who is blind or visually impaired. They get us, and it's greatly appreciated.
Collage of Sprint Vision users and devices.
Sprint Vision works with manufacturers and the blind and low vision community to deliver user-friendly, accessible wireless devices. Sprint Vision is here for you. Learn more about Sprint Vision devices at sprint.com/vision.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. We are back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We're out of Orlando, Florida. For those folks all over the country, welcome to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. You want to call in, which I hope you do. We have some great trivia prizes tonight. And for those people calling in, you'll get yourself a beautiful t-shirt we're giving away for Christmas. And the phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. I believe we have a caller, Mike from Aventura, Florida. Are you on the line, Mike?
Yes, I am. Hi, how are you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm going to be talking about your radio show and what a great show it is. On my program, I host a chat line Tuesday evening and Wednesday evenings at 8 o'clock on the Conversation Station. And I'm going to give your show a plug.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank
I appreciate
you, Mike.
It. Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
I enjoy your show. I'm listening to you on, believe it or not, my HD radio on WFTL.
Okay.
HD2.
So, are you on the AF 850 AM dial?
It's on the FM. It's on what they call HD.
What okay. is HD? Like high definition?
Yeah.
Okay. Never heard that term.
How does Michael sound on high definition, Mike?
Right.
That's funny. Did you hear what Dan's question was?
Wow, yeah.
Are you, Mike, are you on Blind and Beyond? Are you a first-time caller?
Yeah, I wrote it down.
Then we have to give you a bracelet. We have to send you a beautiful bracelet from Blind and Beyond. We'll send you out a bracelet.
Okay.
Were you interested in getting for Christmas as far as a T-shirt?
Right.
Well, then you have to give out your size. We'll send you out a beautiful T-shirt for Christmas. We're sending them out the first week in December, so you get them for Christmas. Beautiful
right,
T-shirt.
I'm looking forward to that. Thank you.
Okay. Keep on listening.
I love your show. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
I can't wait to hear what your wife has to say about the situation, about whatever happened, or what she's going to talk about dealing with blindness, because I think that a lot of sighted people need to know more about blindness and what's happening with it.
Yep, we're going to talk about it.
I had a quick question, Mike. How did you learn about the show? This is Lynn.
Well, hi, Lynn.
Hi.
I learned about it from... another friend of mine who unfortunately just passed away back in January, Bob Lesney, and then Bob was on my program, I believe that's his name, was on my show about a few years ago on the conversation station, The Blind Side of Living.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Yeah.
Appreciate
Bob and Candace were wonderful members of our local chapter here in Orlando, so we really miss Bob. Yeah.
Right. I knew Bob very, very well, and I really miss him. He was my mobility teacher, and he was a great coordinator and cheerer of ADA.
And he had the most amazing collection of canes, if he ever showed you those.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling. Keep on listening.
He needs to
thank you.
Don't go away, because we have to give it over to
Charlotte.
Charlotte will take Zane and then dress down and send all these good things.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Is our guest call on the line yet?
He called her.
Not yet?
No,
okay.
I don't know what
so in the meantime, I want to talk now. While we're waiting for our guest, I want to talk a little bit to Dan. Because this is very important. Dan, before the first thing, let's talk about what happened to you on the way over here. That's very interesting.
Yeah, I had a, I'll just say a...
situation.
A service ride that I took from one of the predominant service providers. And this particular, I don't know if this happens to you guys.
It happened to Gary Sinclair.
Blind and visually impaired folks. But
let's get people to call in if
it's
happened to them.
Yeah, I'm very curious to see. But, you know, even though I've lived most of my life in Orlando, I don't speak a whole lot of Spanish. You know, I can count to 10 and I know a few words, but I really am not very conversant in Spanish. And my driver this evening when I book my ride, I always say, please make sure they're an English-speaking driver. But as it turned out, the person really didn't speak didn't really have the ability to converse in English. And so we got into a situation where I was trying to find the radio station, which is a little bit off the road, and it's nighttime now, and the sign's not very well lit. And we found ourselves kind of going back and forth from one shopping center to another shopping center off a main road, and really with an inability to communicate back and forth. So as a blind person, if you get in that situation where you can't see the surroundings and point to them where you would like them to go, and they can't communicate to you where they're at, it really puts yourself in a very difficult situation. So,
I have to interrupt you there. I have to interrupt you.
Yes.
Okay, now, here's what I would have done differently than you.
Okay.
To be honest with you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You all know I'm outspoken, and I am. Mm-hmm. And if that would have happened to me, and I would have said to him, you speak Spanish. I don't speak Spanish. You speak English? And if he would have said, well, a little bit, I would have asked him a couple questions in English before I got started. And I would say, don't leave me yet. Do not drive away. I would have asked him some questions.
Right.
If he did not know what I'm talking about, I would say, pardon me, I'm not going. I want another driver.
Right.
I get out of the car and I don't go. Because the point is, like what happened to you,
Yeah. It already happened to Gary Sinclair that I know. That's two people that I know personally that happened to, that you were going up and down the street and you keep on going by the station.
Right.
And the bottom line is, it's not right. So as far as I'm concerned,
it's not right, and it's kind of a tough call at that moment, because you're either going to get in the car and you kind of converse with them real quick. If you say, oh, no, never mind, I'm going to go ahead and cancel the ride.
Yeah.
Now you're back, you know.
No, I would just call
going in again.
And just say the driver didn't speak English.
Yeah, I know, getting a new ride and all that. And I was worried I wanted to get over here in time and not be late for the show.
Right.
So you get into I said, well, I'll roll the dice and, hopefully, it sounded like he spoke a little bit of English. But as it turned out, it was a very little bit. So I really couldn't communicate with him. So long story short, we ended up at the McDonald's parking lot about two blocks away, and Chris, our engineer, had to drive over to the parking lot at McDonald's and pick me up.
And the irony is,
I almost made it here.
The irony is, we were at the McDonald's. We were probably there at the same time.
You could have picked me up at the drive-thru if we'd have coordinated a little
bit. And here I am in the street like an idiot.
Yeah, he's waving
his cane.
Chris says, Michael, don't do that.
So here we have a blind man in the car. We have a blind man on the driveway of the studio, and I'm waving my cane.
Yep. People probably
tell
thought
the driver,
you were, I don't know what they thought
you were doing.
People
driving by seeing some guy waving a cane.
Uh-huh.
But I thought maybe this driver would see it as he's driving by.
It's too dark over there.
So
anyway.
All I'm saying to you folks, okay?
It's so frustrating.
I can only tell you this way. Since I've been around so much of people who don't speak English, I don't get involved. That's all. Say I'm prejudiced. I am. In that respect, I am totally prejudiced. I will not get in a car unless someone speaks English fluently. And if I'm serious.
Well, luckily, Lynn, you speak good English.
Yeah, but the point is, if I'm not with her,
yeah,
and I have to go somewhere, and I've been in many cabs.
Let's face it, you got to be scared. I mean, Gary, if I remember correctly, was on his own block where he lives, and Gary knows every bump in that road. But for some reason, that night, the driver did not speak English.
He had a problem coming here. Don't you remember?
But he also had a problem. He couldn't find his house.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. So, you know what? Kelly had that same problem too.
So anyway, if anybody is out there,
it is a challenge with the share ride systems. It really is.
But if anybody had the problem, any kind of problem with someone who don't speak English, call in. Let us know your situation. 407-894-1680. All I'm saying to you is, I've been in situations. When I've gone to different cities, and I've gone to many cities in my life since I've been blind, and I can only tell you, wherever I get in and
no hablo español.
If they don't speak English, I don't go.
What you got, Chris?
Hola, ¿cómo estás? Muy bien, ¿y
tú? No hablo español. Yeah. Sorry.
Mi español es mucho poquito.
All right, who's on the line?
Okay, all right, we got a sweet, beautiful voice that someone in this room is really going to adore and love to hear.
Oh.
Caller, when I pat you through, just go ahead and speak and do what you do. Caller, you got me?
Gotcha.
All right, go for it.
I recognize that voice.
Go ahead, caller. You can say whisper sweet nothing.
Hello, guys.
Hello, Leslie.
Hey, Leslie. We all knew your voice right away.
I am so glad my husband made it.
Oh, my gosh.
I heard the story and I had to call.
Poor thing.
Well, I'm glad you're.
You almost have a storm again.
Sounds like I'm cracking you up there.
Yeah, you almost have a storm again.
Yeah, she's laughing.
Well, it happens to us many times, and you have to roll with the punches, you know, being visually impaired. So it's a fun world we live in.
Oh my gosh, he almost slept the night in the McDonald's parking lot there.
Well, he could order a quarter pounder, I guess, you know.
I felt safe when I heard McDonald's.
Yes.
I'll be okay.
You'll be okay. You could have stayed for breakfast.
Yeah.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, guys, and have a wonderful week and everything. And I'm glad my husband's safe and sound.
Yeah, same to you. We heard you're going to Vegas. Have a good trip and a safe trip.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. Hopefully, I'll be home tonight.
I'm jealous.
Anybody else?
I love those buffets.
Is Kelly on? Nope.
Not yet.
Oh, dear.
Well, you know why I'm waiting for her? I'm going to go to trivia time.
Well, it's Dan's trivia is the first one.
Okay, Dan's trivia the first
Good
time.
Good song, by the way,
Good
Dan.
Good song.
Okay.
This, we'll go to first song. Let's see if you know the song.
Chosen by Dan Spoon.
Chosen by him. Let's see if you know who's singing the song.
That's right.
Okay, here we go. 407-894-6080. Who's singing the song? Who's singing the song?
407-894-6080.
This is the first time we had one. Come on now, sing the song. Go.
And I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning. I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired. Hey there, baby. I could use just a little bit. You can't start a fire.
What if Debbie's like,
yeah, you can't start funny, right? A fire without a spark. This gun's behind.
He's a very young person.
Even if we're just dancing.
Okay, who's singing the song? See if anybody knows that voice. 407-894-1680.
Dan, after Debbie, they guess, I got to tell you something
okay.
about our
Debbie
friend
Stone, Debbie.
Debbie
right. Elster. If you don't know that voice, shame on you.
Yeah.
Debbie, if you're listening, 407-894-1680.
I guess I could say. I won't say the name, but she's been to 78 concerts.
No, don't, no, come on, don't give it away.
Well, that's not giving it away. 78.
The guy's been around for a long time, whoever's singing. 407-894-1680.
Yep.
It's not an oldie. It's not from the 50s.
Well,
I can
tell
it's from
the
80s.
It's from the 80s.
From the
80s.
70s and 80s is when he got started.
So anyway, going back to you know, Dan Spoon.
Yeah.
So you do a lot of traveling, right?
Quite a bit.
You're a traveling man.
Yep. We like to travel. I travel some for American Council of the Blind, Florida Council of the Blind, and then also just for my own vacation and enjoyment. Had an opportunity when I worked for Siemens Energy.
You went to Germany, didn't you?
I went to Germany probably, I don't know, 30 times.
Oh, my gosh.
Europe a lot. You know, I was on a project where we went every month for a year. So
wow.
When you go to Germany the first time, it's kind of exciting. When you go the 12th time in 1 year and it's Christmas in 4 days and it's snowing and sleeting and you're like, I want to go home. I just want to be home.
But, okay, so here's a question. Here's a question to you. Okay.
Hey, we have a caller who wants to chime in from Maryland on the conversation
from
that
Maryland?
We had.
Okay.
Maryland?
Okay.
Maryland. Maryland.
David, are you there?
Oh, David.
Is David G?
Yeah, David, I can tell. David, are you there?
Hello, David, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, David, how you doing?
How are you?
Hi, David.
Hey,
say
David.
Hi to Dan.
Hello, David.
Hey, Lynn and Michael and Dan. Thanks
he
for
sounds
taking
like
my
Jason.
Call.
He does sound like
what? David Goldfield.
Shh, wait a minute. What
it
are you
is
saying?
Me. Yep.
What are you saying, David? What are you saying?
So here's my comment. So regarding the ride-sharing glitch that you guys are talking about, and you've got a driver that where there are some definite communication challenges.
Slightly.
Yeah, I mean, Michael, I think the way you're proposing to kind of check to make sure that you guys can communicate prior to the ride is
correct.
Good. One of the things that I do, and I realize not everybody either has this or is comfortable doing it, but I always have my iPhone with me, and one of the things that I always run on my iPhone even before I get in a vehicle is my GPS app. So that, number one, I know where they're going because the app is constantly reading out information.
Smart.
But the other thing that I can do, even beyond just hearing where I am, is I can also plug in a set of directions. So if I need to get from here to, you know, the McDonald's, I was going to say if I need to get from my house to the radio station, but that would be a pretty long ride from here. But if I were going to get, let's say, to go from my house to, you know, the train station or whatever, or the bus station, I could, if I know the driver's really struggling, I can put that into the GPS app so that it'll tell me, I mean, they're not 100% accurate, but it'll say, okay, make a right, you know, here. And then hopefully I know enough of the language to tell the driver, make a right. When you get to this street, make a right. So you're actually, you know, able to help him with the assistance of these apps. And for listeners who have access to that, that's certainly a way of proactively being able to engage the driver a little bit if the driver seems either confused or unable to communicate.
That's a good idea, Dave. And I also just picked up a couple of good phrases to learn in Spanisher. Make a right, make a left. There you go.
I think we better learn that. I probably should know that too. Now, not being in your area,
yeah.
I don't have as many drivers who only speak Spanish, so I don't necessarily. Yeah, now I'll tell you the one problem I have had. My wife is right next to me. She just reminded me of something that is equally fascinating for a blind user. And Dan, I'm kind of wondering if you've encountered this. Sometimes when you use these ride-sharing services, on occasion they will say, your driver is deaf or hard of hearing. Ah. Now, that in some ways is just as bad. Actually, it can be worse than the language barrier.
Yep.
Because first of all, when the driver pulls up, I don't know whether it's my driver or just some guy, you know, like stopping at a light. So this guy can't, you know, couldn't even speak to me and tell me who he was. And what was weird, though, is in the car, the way he and I were able to communicate is through messaging. So once I could establish it was him, we could message each other back and forth from my app to his app, which was good. But it was awkward because I was very it was very difficult for me to identify or confirm that this was, in fact, my driver. And as much as I hate to say it, because I don't like it when people show prejudice to me as a blind person, I actually will not take a ride from a deaf person, not because of his disability, but because of my inability to communicate with him prior to getting into the vehicle.
Well, thank you, David.
Thank you.
We're going to go to break now, but thank
but
you very
much. Before
it goes
away, don't forget to get for your T-shirt
for
Christmas.
Right.
We're sending out free T-shirts. So
talk to Charlotte.
I did. Thank you for offering.
You're welcome, and thank you
no
for
problem.
Calling.
Thanks for calling in,
and
David.
Just
again,
to
happy
tell
Thanksgiving.
Tell everybody we're going to have David back on very soon with technology for the rest of us. Thank you, David, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We have a couple holders. Keep them holding. Don't go away.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge at
iob-gso.com.
Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Do you or someone you love have diabetes? Would you like an affordable and convenient way to monitor your health? TotalDiabetesSupply.com is your answer. Located in South Florida, TotalDiabetesSupply.com has a large selection of diabetic and other medical supplies available. Visit us at TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 to speak to one of our knowledgeable customer service team members. Just enter or mention coupon code RADIO10 at checkout for an extra 10% savings. Visit TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 for savings and convenience.
It's time to tap into the holiday gift giving season. Be a trendsetter. Tap text and emails and toggle through your phone apps wearing a keyboard and mouse. Tap wearable device is comfortable on your hand. The tutorial is easy to follow. Tap is fun, fully customizable. Use custom tap maps to activate your favorite app or shortcut with simple finger tap. You can even play mobile apps with tap. Call 818-583-6216 or order online now. Tap this gift idea at tapwithus.com.
Only $179 with free shipping in the USA. Mention promo code BN Radio and receive a special $25 discount just for Blind and Beyond Radio Show listeners.
Purina believes every pet deserves the best life possible. And helping your pet live his best life starts with the food you feed him. But it doesn't stop there. That's why Purina is committed to the highest quality and safety, innovation, and nutritional breakthrough that improves the lives of pets every day, like they have been for over 90 years and counting. You can find the Purina pet food that's right for your pet wherever you like to shop. To learn how Purina Nutrition to impact the life of your pet, visit Purina.com. Purina.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examinations, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility. With the most up-to-date technology, you'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call us, which I hope you do, 407-894-1680. I believe we have we have three lines in use right now. Beverly, you're on the line. Beverly, where are you calling from, Beverly?
I am calling from beautiful Ocoee, Florida.
It's a long way away. Wow. Ocoee, Florida.
Hey. Yes, I almost hung the phone up and walked over to the station.
That's cute. That'd be really cute.
Yeah.
You should have. You should have come over and knocked on the door.
So are you calling for trivia today? What are you calling for? You want a T-shirt? What can we do you for you today?
Well, I want both. I want to do the trivia. I think I almost forgot the name of the singer, but I think it's coming back to me now. But I gave the information for the T-shirt because that's I really want that T-shirt.
Okay, we've got a beautiful T-shirt. It's 50-50 poly cotton, and it's a black, and you can pick your size, women's or men's. Women's get V-neck, and, of course, it's going out no charge.
Well, that was the most beautiful part. You don't have to go with that 50-50. Well, thank you, though.
You're
I really
quite welcome.
Want it.
You're welcome. And keep on listening to the show.
So, do you think you have the answer to the question?
I believe that's Brother Bruce Springsteen.
I here think you're right.
Dancing in the dark.
Dancing in the dark.
Which is well, thank you, Leslie
and
I. And
you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue, the best barbecue around.
It is. I really appreciate that too. Thank you so
okay.
much.
Wow. All right. Welcome.
She's
okay,
doing all right
now we have
tonight.
A call on the line. Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara.
Give a name and address to Charlotte. Nicole, you on the line, Nicole?
Hi.
Is this Nicole?
Yes, Michael.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hi, Nicole.
How you doing?
Good.
Well, the other woman already beat me to it.
Wait. We're going to play a song right now and see if you know this one. Play the next trivia. Oh. Let's see if she can get this one. You got a shot? Let's see if you can get this one. You might know this song. All right, so who's singing that song?
I'm
going to give you one hint. I'm going to give. What? What'd you say?
Give her a chance.
What?
Who is singing that song?
What was the hint?
Well, she know the song.
You know the song, but who's
she
singing?
She just don't know who the artist is.
Who the artist? That's the whole thing. You have to tell me the song.
I know.
I'll give you a hint. What happens when you
bang? What's the name of the song?
Wait a minute. Listen to me.
What?
Nicole, listen, I'm going to give you a hint. What happens when you bang your knee against something? What happens to you?
What happens when...
You bang your something of your body. What happens to your body? That's a hint. I'm giving you a hint of the artist's name.
What he's saying, Nicole, when you hit something and your body feel a certain type of feeling, what type of feeling is that?
What type of feeling do you get when you bang your shoulder or something? You get what happens?
When you bang your...
When you hit your elbow on
that's
something.
That's the name of the song. That's not the name.
No, I'm talking the artist's name.
Yeah, now I know what you're talking about. Okay, I get it.
You're supposed to name the artist.
You got joy and...
What?
It's the opposite of joy. What happens when
Well, maybe she'll get the next song.
Okay. Let me wait till the next song.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Thank you for calling, Nicole.
Thanks for calling in. All right, who's on the line next?
Bye-bye.
Who's on the line?
All right, let's go. Let's take our trip over to Kissimmee, Florida. He can't win the trivia, but he wants to chime in on the conversation.
Would you remind everybody, by the way, Chris said what the rules are?
The rules are if you have won trivia within 30 days, you have to wait 30 days.
Right. Okay. It used to be 3 weeks, but now we're making it 4 weeks.
Right.
Okay, so
give everybody a chance.
Who's on the line from Kissimmee, Florida?
Our good friend, the one, the only, the fabulous Jim.
Oh, 1 second. Where was Nicole from? She was from West Palm Beach, Florida. Let's keep the track. Okay.
Nicole?
She was Nicole from was from West Palm Beach, Florida.
Okay,
so
Jim
now we have Jim from Kissimmee, Florida.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, how are you? I'm going to put my 2 cents in.
Good. About
share a ride. And I'm like, Mike, I'm very outspoken, and I'll call them up and tell them how incompetent they are if I have a problem. But here's the problems you have to understand. I had 2 incidences in the last week. But you have to understand, our shared ride company, which you know is, if we're allowed to mention the name.
No names.
No names. But you know who it is. It's our main one. They subcontract out now other companies.
Right.
Now, here's the problem. Many, many drivers, even with the regular company, like, for instance, I went somewhere this past week, and the GPS took them off course, took them across the street, and Facebook kept saying, we're here. No, we're not. So then he said, well, that's what the GPS said. So I've been complaining for the last several years about they don't want to put the money out to get new GPSs to help the drivers. So I keep complaining. So then they say, go to the public meeting. That's a joke, because if I go, I'll tell them how incompetent they are again, and it's not useful, because you complain, and like I said one time, 2 years, the last 2 years, we've been making this complaint, nothing's been done. But anyway, the problem is, I had a driver said, well, I just moved from New York. I only been here 6 months. Well, why are you driving? They have such a turnover on drivers that they, it's hard for them to navigate where they live. And then when they go to Kissimmee, they say, oh, my God, I've never been out of Orlando. And they have such a high turnover of drivers. Most of the drivers don't know the areas. That's one thing. The other thing, I had a driver go 10 miles past my house. I live on Pleasant Hill Road. I don't know if you know where that is. Well, Poinciana's 10 miles from me. He had to take the client all the way to Poinciana. I said, driver, there's my house there. Oh, I don't care. I'm doing what it says. And I'm so he goes all the way up to Poinciana, comes all the way back, takes me to my house. He says, I could have just went right in, dropped you up, came right out, and I wouldn't have been off course at all. And this is the problem. You complain to the company, and all they give is lip service, and they don't like me because I tell them right the way I feel. And then we have a certain individual. I won't mention their name, but they're on the board of Lynx. Well, be gentle when you talk to them. I said, no, talking gentle does not help. You have to let them know how frustrated you are.
Yeah.
And, I mean, when I go up north, the system is so fabulous. They were never late once. They know the area. They have the same drivers in the area all the time. But that's beside the point. But there's nothing can ever will be done because, first of all, like I said, many of those drivers only been here less than a year, 6 months, and then they get fired so fast or they can't stand the pressure of the job. Even a driver admitted this to me. So all we have to do, oh, and then if you say you want another driver because he speaks Spanish, they'll say, well, you have to take that driver because we're not bringing you another driver.
Yeah, that's when you have to open your mouth. Right. That's when you have to open your mouth and say, look, I'm doing a driver who speaks English or I'm not going. Send a driver who speaks English. But thanks for calling in, Jim. I appreciate it.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Same
to you,
Jim. All right.
All right.
Let's, you know what? That last song for trivia, let's do it again because nobody got it. Let's play it again. Maybe someone call in that last one where she didn't, you know. That's it.
407-894-1680.
Let's see if you know this song. Who's singing the song? 407.
Now that you're gone.
I'm going to give you the same hint I gave the other woman. When you bang your foot, you don't feel joy.
You are in...
You're in what? And just that's the woman's name. So remember that. Think about
what
I'm saying.
I didn't know who she was either. I know the song. Well, everybody knows the song. What you got, Chris?
Somebody on the line?
All right. Okay, so I got two callers.
Okay.
Mike from Aventura, Florida is calling back. He got a real solution for the circumstances and the situations at hand. And then Nicole called back and said, I got this now. You can't fool her. She got this trivia.
Okay.
All right, so let's go to our good friend.
Play Nicole back.
We're going to go to break now.
Okay, hurry up. Do Nicole, and we'll listen to Mike after the break.
Okay, so you want to take Nicole now?
Yeah, take Nicole because she's by trivia. Mike's calling about something else.
Make it quick, though. We have to make it quick.
All right. Nicole, are you there?
I am.
So who's singing the song now?
Frida, ow, it's pain.
Right, there's your answer, Frida, pain. When you hurt yourself,
pain. I really shouldn't be in pain today. It's my birthday today, so what are you going to give me for a present?
I'm going to give you a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts. You go for donuts or ice cream.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
Did I hear? Are they changing their name? Well, I really don't eat donuts, but actually there's a good sandwich that I like in the morning.
Okay. Or you get sandwiches.
That's really good.
Okay. We're going to break. Stay tuned
happy
for
birthday,
Blimey on
Nicole.
Happy Birthday.
Thank you. You guys have a great Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Break.
Are you blind or visually impaired and not happy with your current navigation app? Foresight Augmented Reality, FAR, brings a voice to the physical world. Let FAR help you find, navigate, and interact with everything from police stations to public parks, nearby restaurants, and shopping malls, all through audio. Don't get left wondering how close you are to your destination. FAR will get you there with confidence and much greater accuracy than you can get with GPS alone. Tell businesses in your area that you want them to become FAR accessible. Download the free FAR Vision app today on Google Play or the App Store. Learn more at foresightar.com or call 888-286-0075.
Hi, this is Gary, and once again today, I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. That lip-smacking good food I always talk about? Well, I want to let you know, this year I'm having my holiday catered by Sonny's Barbecue. They have ham and turkey, mashed potatoes and gravy, green beans and corn, garlic toast, cornbread, sweet tea, unsweetened tea, and a delicious veggie wrap, all professionally catered. If you'd like to have your holiday professionally catered this year, go to sonnysbbq.com. That's spelled sonnysbbq.com.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit nib.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
You know the best part of the day is when you get to spend time with your pet. And Purina knows that. Purina also knows pets like yours have unique nutritional needs. That's why they offer a wide range of products, so you can choose a food that's right for your pet. And with Purina Nutrition, you can help power your best years together. To learn how Purina's approach to nutrition can help impact the lives of your pet, go to Purina.com. Purina Pet Food is available anywhere pet products are sold. Purina, your pet, our passion.
Does this sound like you? Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Clutter kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and crafts, and everyday storage. And the good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid container is available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Ross Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Yes, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. By the way, if you missed any part of the show, go to our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you missed any part of the show, you want to read. By the way, it's very blind friendly. Blind friendly, no problem. And it's all there. You can read what they say about our show and see who's our sponsors. And you go to each page, read about it. And at the same time, we archive all the shows we ever have. They're all there.
And by the way, speaking of the, okay.
Okay, we're going to talk to Michael.
Okay, I wanted to just say something when you're talking about
say.
The website.
Yeah.
That each advertiser, since your screen reader does not pick up a graphic, for each advertiser, there's also a very simple button with the name of the advertiser. So you can go click on that and go right to their website for information also.
Okay, so Michael from Aventura wants to say something. Michael, okay. You're there. You're on.
Yeah, hi. Okay, I have a solution. This happened to me a few years ago. I was traveling on Miami Beach, and the driver could already speak English, took me to another part of town. What I did was, when I said, well, am I at the right place? He says, yeah. I said, wait a minute, no, I'm not. So what I did was, I called the dispatcher, and the dispatcher talked to the guy.
Oh,
and
good idea.
Explained to the guy where to go. That he went to the wrong place, and the guy took me there. The driver took me there.
Great idea to call the dispatcher. Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you know you were in the wrong place? I'm just curious. I'm not trying to be funny.
That's a good because I asked it. It happened a long time ago. Because I had gotten out of the car and I said, "Where am I?" He said, "You're in Hialeah." I said, "No, I didn't want to go to Hialeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to go to Miami Beach."
There you go.
And. But anyway, we everything turned out okay.
Well, good.
That's great.
Yeah. By the way, I know who the trivia is. I know who the singer is.
Which one?
The one Band of Gold.
Oh, she already told us already.
Yeah, we got the,
got
answer,
the answer
already. But keep on listening.
Keep on
we'll
listening.
Have more.
We got the answer. Frida Payne.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. Glad you're enjoying the show, Mike.
Okay.
Keep
I
on
love
listening.
It. It's great. We need more. We need more shows like this. In fact, when I was at a convention, I was a banquet speaker. I spoke about broadcasting, and I said that broadcasting has to be more live and local.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, you guys weren't on WFTL last week.
No, we got bumped.
We were preempted
by
sports.
Yeah. And they were supposed to be telling everybody about that we were preempted. So we're supposed to be preempted one more time before I think January 15th, and then they
We should tell everybody when we're on the air.
If we know about it. We didn't know about it until 3 days before.
Yeah, but now we know.
Yeah.
So we'll tell everybody.
Yeah. That was we have a contract with them for the next 52 weeks. So they broke the contract. So don't go there with the whole story. Anyway, keep on listening.
Okay, thank you very much.
Take care, Mike. Bye-bye.
Okay, take care.